The gospel readings that we started to hear last Sunday and even through this week, this holy week, invite us in as Jesus' disciples into a story of a meal, to have our feet washed, to love one another and bid farewell to a friend, to suffer through his death and grieve our own loss. These are familiar actions. We all have done these same actions throughout our lives outside of this building. We've shared meals, we have said goodbye, and we had suffered losses. Jesus is at the table with his friends, and he is enjoying a meal. And I picture in my mind a meal of pita bread and tasty hummus, and they're licking their fingers and smacking lips, maybe clinking together glasses of really good wine. They're enjoying themselves. And how odd for somebody like Jesus then to jump up from the table, take off his outer robe and tie a towel around his waist to perform an act that would have been left to servants or slaves in that day. And he pours water into a basin and he begins to wash feet. And I guess the scene would not be unusual in Jesus' day, especially if you were one in a household where feet were washed, where probably our disciples had had their feet washed before. And he moves from one to the other as they fall silent. And he comes to Peter, and Peter objects. But Jesus persists. And in the end, Jesus puts his robe back on and says, "Do you know what I have done?" "Of course not." They cannot understand. No one says a word. And Jesus says, "I have set for you an example." Jesus says, "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also are to wash one another's feet." So I've been wondering this week, what does it mean to be a community that washes each other's feet? On one level, Jesus' action is symbolic, but on another level, it's very practical and pastoral. And no one else has volunteered to wash these stinky apostles' feet, disciples' feet. So Jesus gets up and he shocks everyone in doing that. And Peter objects and says, "You know, not just my feet, but all of me." And Jesus ends this discourse with a command that we are commanded to do so, to love one another, to wash one another's feet. And I wonder why sometimes that is such an awkward thing. We come into this evening and we've already probably had those discussions. Are you going to wash your feet? And our staff, we wondered, should we get pedicures or not? First world problems, right? How can I possibly wash my feet if I wear pantyhose? You know, maybe it's not even practical to come and have your feet washed. And I think maybe the problem is we don't experience or recognize those moments where we have had our feet washed or we have washed other people's feet. But I say on a daily basis here at Atonement, I have seen foot washing. One of the very first days that I was here, I was invited by Pastor Sarah to go to the women's Bible study. And I'm going to tell you a story and also tell you I did get permission to tell this story. So Bonnie Murphy shows up with baby Paulina. And baby Paulina is a baby who's probably about 6 months old who was in their respite care. And baby Paulina is very healthy and probably half the size of Bonnie Murphy. And she comes in with this baby and we are loving this baby and we want to hear more stories about this baby. And so we take care of this child and we pray for this child. And as the month goes on, it seems like this child might have to go back into foster care because somehow the paperwork hasn't been filled out correctly. And we worry about this baby and we look to them to say, how can we support you? How can we, not only in our Bible study group, but as a parish, support you? And I watched as Bonnie and her husband Peter and even their daughter Megan cared so tenderly for this child and were scared for this child, what would happen to her, and how patient they were with her, figuring out her sleeping schedule and her feeding schedule. And we shared that along with her. And I saw that the Murphys share baby Paulina with here at Atonement as well. And I wondered how many times they washed her tiny feet and wondered if that would have been the last time. And I'm sure washed other parts of her too. And we loved her. And we laid aside those fears as we prayed for God to strengthen not only the Murphys, but the family that she came, her birth family, that they would do the right thing. And it was such wonderful news that she was placed with a family. And God had surrounded and done such great work in so many ways of loving a child. And I think this is foot washing. If I have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet, Jesus says. And then he goes one better. If I have laid down my life for you, you ought to also lay down your life for others. Well, it's not exactly how he said it, but he kind of, you know, puts it in that context. He says, I give you a command. It's not just a wish or a hope for, but a new commandment that you love one another. And the next phrase he says, just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. And so why are we surprised? I see experiences and moments every day. I see the men's Saturday morning Bible group say yes to an unknown task of going down into Chicago into a smelly building and washing out toilets and painting walls for people that they won't even know who will occupy those places. And we say yes, and we wash those feet. I hear stories of atonement friends who, with no program sign up or assistance from our funds, love one another, feed one another, care for one another. I saw loving acts of kindness this week as our women's Bible group collected beauty care products and sort them and then deliver them over to Project Hope to give to women who are struggling just to feed their families, or our high school kids who write tender notes of thank you to people who have baked or bought items at the Sin Boldly auction. So why? Why would we do this other than the command? Well, Jesus tells us that when we serve, we glorify God. And he tells us this no less than six times. Six times. This is glorifying God. God is honored with praise and adoration in all that he has done and all that we do. We glorify God when we love one another as Jesus has loved us. I learned another lesson this week about washing feet. So I cut my thumb on a plastic bin in my office, and it bled a lot. And so I ran down the hall, and Linda, our office administrator, was at her desk, and our janitor, Tony, was in the office. And I had no idea where the Band-Aids were, and I am asking, and my thumb is bleeding, and I'm wondering even if I need a stitch in my thumb. And so Tony grabs the first aid box, and he gets out a Band-Aid, and he starts to open it. And my first inclination was to grab the Band-Aid out of Tony's hand, and something said, just wait. Hang on. And Tony took the Band-Aid out of the wrapper, and he carefully placed the Band-Aid around my thumb. And I think it was a God moment. That's the only way I can describe it. Because Tony looked up at me surprised, and he said, Pastor Charisse, I can't tell you the last time I actually put a Band-Aid on somebody's thumb. And I believe the Holy Spirit showed up. Showed up to remind me and to teach me and us what it means to live the love of Christ. And as I reflect on this, I wonder, why should it surprise me that God would show up in Band-Aids or in janitors? I recently read Gerhard Lohfink's book, Jesus of Nazareth, What He Wanted and Who He Was. And Lohfink says this, the Easter expectation in Christian communities would mean anticipating that at every hour, the Spirit of Christ would show the community new paths, expecting new doors to open at any moment, counting on it that at any hour, the Spirit can transform evil into good, hoping that every hour, the impossible becomes possible, and never saying later, but now. Jesus tells his disciples in John chapter 15, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So the connections seem clear. Love is laying down our lives for one another. Foot washing is one of those small, everyday acts of humble service. Both of these reveal to us to be disciples of Jesus, to live a life whose expression brings us closer into relationship with God, with Jesus, and one another, to live a love that carries with it the whole concept of the possibilities of what it means to be a community that washes feet. Amen.